For the first 50 years of his life, Donald Stokes lived happily in Braithwaite, a town of a few hundred residents in Plaquemines Parish. In 2006, he and his wife decided to leave. Stokes says it was such a painful departure that it took him 2 years to actually complete the move.
Slowly but surely, I put stuff on the trailer, took it up, came back, put something on the trailer, put it up. It wasn't easy. It felt like I was uprooting my life.
By the sad look on his face, you'd think Stokes left Louisiana for another faraway state. In fact, he and his wife were just 5 miles away in St. Bernard Parish. He says they left because parish officials simply wouldn't improve local flood protection.
They wasn't doing nothing with the levees. You could go back through there fishing and everything, and you could stand up and look across the levee.
St. Bernard Parish has a 26-foot-high flood wall right at the foot of the Plaquemines Parish line and a new federal levee system. But the local levee that protects Braithwaite and some other parts of the east bank of Plaquemines Parish is only around 8 feet, 4 feet short of federal standards. Braithwaite's tried to get a higher levee for more than a decade. The most recent effort saw a private contractor start the job and then quit in a dispute over money. Now, a 200-foot crack has been discovered in another part of the levee. P.J. Hahn is the coastal manager for Plaquemines Parish. Hahn says he's working hard to create better protection for his entire parish.
We're going to have to raise homes. And in some cases, unfortunately, I think you're going to have to look at an area and say, we're just going to have to buy these folks out and to come to the realization that we're not going to be able to protect everybody. And it's going to be a very hard road for a lot of people.
Braithwaite could be one of those areas that doesn't get protected. The town has mostly black residents who've lived in simple homes on small parcels of inherited land for generations. And they live outside the federal levee system.
Hold on! Just a little while longer.
It's 9 a.m. on a recent Sunday morning at the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Braithwaite. Pastor Michael Giles Sr. is just getting warmed up.
Unexpected storms come in our lives.
Pastor Giles is preaching a message of resilience to his community. He's talking about surviving all kinds of different hardships, including environmental ones.
After Hurricane Isaac, a lot of people say, just quit. Just give up. Don't come back. It's easier to go somewhere else.
While it barely damaged nearby New Orleans, 2012's Hurricane Isaac hit Braithwaite with some biblical flooding, more than 12 feet of water. Giles evacuated to Houston ahead of the storm. He said one of his parishioners called him from Alabama to tell him a photo of his two-story house, the roof barely visible above raging floodwaters, had made the front page of the local newspaper. When the flooding subsided, Giles had a chance to see the fate of his church, too.
It was just Bibles all on the floor, a lot of mud, pews turned upside down. It was just a mess.
Some Braithwaite residents had enough after Isaac. They moved nearby to St. Bernard Parish, where they felt more secure. But Giles says at least 100 people came back and stayed, living on their family land in damaged homes and trailers. Giles says his community is historically rural and poor. People have more to gain from staying on the land that was passed on to them, where they can farm and fish, and they're near friends and family. Moving, even if it's just 5 miles away to St. Bernard, will sever those deep ties. Christopher Dalbaum is the program manager at the Tulane Institute on Water Resources, Law, and Policy. Dalbaum says when governments look at the cost-benefit analysis of allowing communities like Braithwaite to stay put, they often forget the human element.
What's the value of community? You know, the economic value, what allows a single parent to work, you know, somebody else in the community watching their kids, that kind of thing. And if those things are lost, what does that do?
Giles says there are some economic reasons for his community to stay, too. He says a state or federal home buyout doesn't add up for Braithwaite residents.
You give us a buyout, the average home around here, what are they going to get, $25,000, $30,000? You can't do anything with that.
When Pastor Michael Giles walks out of his front door in the morning, the first thing he sees is the green slope of the levee that local officials just can't seem to get up high enough. But Giles says unless somebody forces him to move, he's going to stay on his ancestral land and pray that the Mississippi River doesn't rise above 8 feet.
But if I have to be the last man in Braithwaite, I'll be the last man in Braithwaite. I'll be the last man.
For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.